everybody. This is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? Just to steal a line from who was it now? I'm going, my mind is blank. Mr. Rogers, just to steal a line from Mr. Rogers, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. You know what? It truly is a great life if you don't weaken. You know, I was reading something that Nancy Pelosi, our former Speaker of the House, illustrious Nancy Pelosi, now she certainly is a wonderful example of a patriotic American, isn't she? But anyway, I was reading something, and she had said that elections shouldn't matter as much as they do. Now, isn't that an interesting thing? And she was talking about how the Republicans share the values of the Democrats. And, of course, I like to say that 99% of the Republicans are really no different than the Democrats, because if they were, we wouldn't be where we are today. That's rather evident to me. But when she's talking about these shared values, I was thinking to myself, does she share the values of the American populace? I wouldn't say so, because if you look at all of the things that she said when they were cramming that health care bill down that people did not want, that the majority of American citizens did not want, they wanted to keep what they had. We have a remarkable health care system in this country, and they wanted that to continue. But she had no problem with, what was it she said? They would jump in, they'd go through the gate, they'd parachute in, they'd climb over the wall, they'd do everything they could to get that thing pushed through, in essence, wasn't it kind of like in the middle of the night almost? So, I mean, really, I don't know how many values Nancy Pelosi actually shares with the American people. I would beg to differ with her, I'd say, or if she shares with the Republicans. I don't think Nancy Pelosi shares too many values that the American people have, quite frankly. I think she's lacking in that category quite dramatically. You know, I saw a YouTube video, and of course the TSA is at it again. We're groping little six-year-old kids, because that's how we're going to be a lot safer that way. Don't you feel safe now? I feel much safer now that we're groping little six-year-old kids who are as far removed from being the terrorists as the man in the moon is. But let's do it anyway, right? Because we don't want to upset the apple cart, and we don't want to not be politically correct. We don't want to use common sense and only screen people who are likely candidates to be terrorists who would like to do us harm. We don't want any of that common sense stuff to get in the way of this illusion that they have going, that somehow this little six-year-old little girl who was groped by one of the TSA screeners, well, somehow, you know, groping her makes us a lot more safe, doesn't it? I feel safer. I'll sleep better at night. I know that. In fact, maybe my insomnia that I have half the time, maybe that'll now go away. Because I'm now safer because we're groping little six-year-olds at the airport. I think that's probably, that was the magic bullet. I think that's the trick. That's it. Just continue to do these insane things and not let common sense enter into the picture, and everybody will be safer. We can all join hands and sing Kumbaya and drink a little hot chocolate. I prefer mine with marshmallows, though I know there's some people out there who don't like marshmallows. So they don't have to have theirs with marshmallows in it, but I think we're all going to be so much safer now, aren't we? Oh, aren't we all just going to be so happy? I feel happier already. Oh, it's working. Oh, thank you, TSA. It's working. Keep up the good work. Keep groping our little children, and we'll all be safer. Oh, it'll be wonderful. Oh, boy, what a just a sigh of relief. I'll tell you. You know, I'm telling you, you cannot make this stuff up anymore. America, please get up. Stand up and start speaking out against what is going on in this country, because it is absolutely insane and it is leading you into slavery. I truly mean that. There's no doubt about it. This craziness that we are allowing to go on in this country is destroying this country, and you will have no freedoms left by the time these jokers are done. It's as simple as that. You will have no freedom. You will be a slave, even though you may not have shackles on your ankles. The outcome will be the same anyway. Now listen. My website is three words. If you want to contact me, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I have a lot of great information up there, and podcasts of my shows are usually up by the end of the night anyway, I should say, though we didn't get yesterday's up. We're a little slacking there, but typically they're up on the website, as well as links to my guests' websites. I've got another great guest lined up today, and I will bring him on after the first break. You know what? I'm telling you, you really need to stand up. You need to become the candidate. Forget trying to get these people that we've elected who aren't doing their jobs to do their jobs. It's a waste of time because they have no intention of doing them. So you know what? Everybody out there who can hear my voice who says, I don't want to get involved because politics is a dirty business, and there's no doubt about it, it is, but let's clean it up. Let's bring some new blood in. Let's bring some people into the political arena who actually stand for what they believe in. And they do the right thing. How about that for a novel idea? You become the candidate you want to see in office. Make that individual you. I think that would be the solution to our problems. If all the people out there who actually stood on principle ran for office, as distasteful as it always has been, because there's so much corruption going on in our whole government here today, but maybe that's the answer to our problems. I'm not sure, but I know information and knowledge is certainly going to be helpful, and it is the way that we are going to succeed, because the more people who are aware of what's going on, the better off all of us will be. Now listen, if you want to call into the show, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524 is the number. My website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and my guest today is Tom DeWeese from American Policy Center, and he has been fighting against sustainable development for a really long time, so you're going to like what he has to say, and we'll be bringing him on after the first break, but which will be right now. We'll be right back, everybody. Hang on. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And I have a great guest that I will be bringing on in a second, and his name is Tom DeWeese, and he's from the American Policy Center, and some of you may have heard of him because he has been talking for a long time about sustainable development and what's going on with this United Nations Agenda 21, and he's been in the fight, I believe, about 20 years, so I want to welcome Tom to the show. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well, Maggie. Thank you.
Hey, you've been in the fight about, 20 years, Tom? Is that right?
Well, on the sustainable development issue since 1992 when the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro occurred, and that's when it started. I've been an activist for 42 years now.
Ooh, well, you're dating yourself, Tom.
I know. Well, today is my birthday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Now, listen, on that note, did you get a chance to read? I saw something today that the United Nations document would give Mother Earth the same rights as humans. And in Bolivia, they are going to table a draft UN treaty giving the Mother Earth the same rights as humans, having just passed a domestic law that does the same for bugs, trees, and all other natural things in the South American country. And what they say is humans have long sought to dominate and exploit, to the point that the well-being and existence of many beings is now threatened. How do you like that?
Well, I wonder
you're on
now
a level
if,
with an ant.
You know, if before you can buy bug spray, you've got to read them their Miranda rights and make sure that they've got a court-appointed lawyer to protect them.
Well, the ACLU will jump right on that one, Tom, I can tell you. It'll be right up their alley. It's perfect.
But we laugh and make jokes about this, but that is the mindset of these people that we've been watching for the entire environmental movement has this attitude. And you read quotes from things they say. They constantly are saying things that, you know, if only people were gone, the Earth would have a chance, and I'd like to come back as a killer disease in another life and so I could take out a lot of people. This kind of quote over and over and over again from an environmental movement that most people think is just there, Smokey the Bear, and you know they're trying to protect the forests and so forth. These people are nuts, and when you start looking at their agenda and the things they want to do, a lot of the policies that they force into place are actually harmful to the environment. And you begin to learn as you know I've been studying this for about three decades now. And you begin to learn that they really aren't interested in protecting the environment. It is about what Al Gore calls the wrenching transformation of our society into a whole new way of life.
Yeah. They're not interested in saving human beings. They're interested in exploiting them for their own ulterior motives and agenda. Because let's face it, Al Gore will never stop living the lifestyle that he leads, Tom. That won't be taken into. He won't give up his, what is it, a 10,000 foot houseboat, or his house is 20,000 feet. He's got a huge houseboat that uses about 5 gallons of gas to go a mile. I mean, he's not going to give up those things, his private jet. None of that will change for him. He'll be eating all the fat he can and all the steak and eating all the ice cream. He'll be doing all of those things.
Well, but he's necessary for the cause. And if Al Gore can just get around the world and spread the message that the rest of us sacrifice, the rest of us give up our lifestyles, then it's okay if he does that, because that's just one guy, but he's stopped millions from wasting energy and so forth. I mean, that's literally how these people think. A real joke it's true and it's not funny. You get all these celebrities, for example, Barbara Streisand, who has made the comment that people should stop using their dryers in their home and hang clotheslines outside and start hanging their clothes outside. I laughed because a photojournalist decided to do some investigation, and he flew over all five of Barbara Streisand's properties, and he didn't see a clothesline in any of them.
Yeah, and he never will.
That's how these people are. Cameron Diaz travels the world. She used to have a reality show on one of the channels, and where she would travel to these poor areas. She, you know, took a limousine from her Beverly Hills mansion to her private jet to a private helicopter into this African village, and was just marveling at how they were living off the land, not damaging the land because they didn't have any power generators, anything like that. They had dung on the walls. They had to walk 5 miles to get dirty water to bring it back. And she just thought it was wonderful how they were living that way, totally in tune with the land, as she got back in her private helicopter, back into her private jet, and back to Beverly Hills. And she didn't have any dung on the walls in Beverly Hills, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, I'm sure she didn't. Yeah, I'm sure she didn't either. Yeah. You know, the hypocrisy that these people exhibit, Tom, is just stunning to me. It really is. It's just an amazing thing. They really do think they walk on water. They walk a step above all of us, don't they?
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, we've talked a lot about sustainable development and what that is in this country, but to begin to look at it around the world and what they're doing to people, the advocates of this openly say that for these countries, these African countries and these third world countries, that the greatest danger that the world faces is that they get the energy that we have, that they get to have electricity in their homes, they get to have air conditioning, they get to have shopping malls and, you know, this sort of thing, that at all costs we have to stop this. And what they're doing is condemning these people to forever live in these mud huts and not have any hopes and dreams of the future, that it's just okay for them to continue living that way. And they actually have organizations made up of corporations and banks and so forth that have pledged that they will not build, they will not finance those kinds of developments in these third world countries, all for protecting the environment, because the greatest danger we have is that they start using energy and, you know, like we do, the privileges that we have. And, of course, these people die at the age of 45 or 50, and they have, you know, horribly wretched, poor lives in many ways. And but that's okay. We condemn them to that because that is sustainable. And that kind of hypocrisy, that kind of hatred of your fellow man, the arrogance of saying you have to stay the way you are, is probably one of the things that drives my outrage over this more than even what they're doing in this country.
Well, you know, Tom, the race card is played all the time around here, and so I'm not an advocate of the race card, but if you want to look at racism, now who would be more racist than these people who are condemning, in the majority of the population on the continent of Africa happens to be black? Who's the greater racist here, these leftists, these greenies, these green Nazis who are condemning these people to a life of utter misery? I mean, really, if you want to think about racism, isn't this a perfect example of racism?
Yeah.
If they're going
I'll
to deny
you,
these
I,
people the opportunity
to have... One
of the
oil companies, I believe, is running an ad right now about energy. And they feature in the ad three or four people from some of these third world countries where these people are talking about, this will get us the energy we need to have for my people to be able to increase their lives and better their lives, and they're talking about my people and what we're doing in my country, and they're so proud of that. I want to cry every time I see that ad, because I happen to know that that corporation is one of them that is, they're not helping these people, they're not getting them the energy they need, they're actually shutting it off from them. The ad's an absolute lie, but it tells the American people, look how wonderful we are, we're taking care of these people. And what really bothers me is watching the people who are being interviewed, these people from these foreign countries, who are talking with such pride and such hope and you know, that they're looking forward to having what we have. And yet these people who are in charge of these programs, who are implementing these programs, have doomed them to a life of lifelong breadlines, that the only thing they can hope for is that some American charity or government agency will come in and give them their daily bread, and they'll be dependent on us for the rest of their lives because they cannot do it for themselves, because that would not be sustainable. What incredible hypocrisy.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's an amazing thing. And I just, you know what, Tom, I am so glad that people are waking up to what's happening with sustainable development and the true impact of it, not just here and what life will be like here in our country, because they don't think that so many of the modern conveniences of modern living are in their term, they deem unsustainable, that we won't have a car or air conditioning or refrigeration or pavement or a single-family home. But just what they've condemned these people in these third-world countries to, what they've said it's acceptable for these people to live in. And that reminds me of Prince Charles, the sustainable prince, who talked about the slums in India as being just a wonderful community, something that we should all aspire to live like they live in the slums of India. Incredible.
Yeah, you know, that's the flip side of this whole thing, because we're talking about them keeping those people the way they are, and the flip side of it is then we march America right into being harmonized with them, that we are, you know, to live the same way. And, you know, people think, oh, no, that can't happen in America. Well, yes, it can, because we are taking Americans' ability to move forward. We're taking away our property rights. We're taking away our ability to have energy. We have severe shortages of energy that are man-made shortages because they are not allowing the drilling of American oil. They're not allowing the building of new refineries. They're cutting off the, you know, the oil wells in the Gulf because of one leak. They're in which really at this moment I challenge you to find damage from that now. You know, we have more oil in America than any other nation on earth. And somebody asked me a question the other day, which I thought was quite profound. How's come we can't drill any oil in America because that would damage the environment, but it's okay that they drill oil in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, and we buy it from them, and that's okay. And of course, my answer to them was, but don't you see, this has absolutely nothing to do with protecting the environment. What this is about is redistribution of American wealth, and not just American, any industrial nation in the world. You have the industry and you have the oil and so forth in these other countries, not in America, then what are you doing? You are taking our money and you're sending it over there. And the one thing that they absolutely are hoard by is that we would have American industry, we have our steel mills back in the Rust Belt, we have our oil wells here, we are self-sufficient in a nation that believes in private property rights and limited government and free enterprise, that we would have all of that here, which is what we had. And, if you look at where all this came from, why all this is happening, and of course they're using the environment as the excuse for this to happen, but really, put yourself in the shoes of the international globalists who want a one world government, and the absolute horror that they had when the Soviet Union collapsed and only the United States stood as a superpower to influence the rest of the world. And here was a nation, the only nation on earth, based on the idea of free enterprise, private property rights, and individual freedom and limited government. The rest of the world, the government tells you what your rights are, the government dictates how you will live, and here was this nation. They needed to have a way to get us to voluntarily give all that up. And what did they come up with? Environmental Armageddon. You have to give up all your energy use. You have to give up your gluttony. You have to give up your big homes. You have to give up your large families, on and on and on, and get out of your cars because you're destroying the earth. That became the mantra. And Americans started taking their liberties and throwing them on the bonfire like a good old-fashioned book burning. And that is what has been happening ever since. Americans have been doing it voluntarily, letting these thugs lie to them and send and destroy their way of life. And we are getting closer and closer to living like they do in India every single day, with less energy, with less food, with less freedom. And that's what they call harmonizing us. That is what's behind all of this. That is the root of it. And if you miss that, you can't possibly understand it.
No, well, it's nothing to do with shared success. It's all to do with shared misery for us, for us, all the little people. Nothing for them. You know, I was listening to this commercial that I had heard. It was a young girl talking about how, hang on, Tom, we got to go to break. I'll finish that thought when we come back. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to call into this show, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And, of course, you know, I'm heard here on KHNC Tuesday through Thursday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time, and I'm on Fridays at 5 o'clock on WNJC 1360, and that's 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 3 Mountain Time. You can hear me Sundays at noon Eastern on micro1650am.com. And, of course, I'm replayed on NetTalk World, and you can listen live through TalkStream Live. You can go to KHNC and hear me through their radio station when I'm on live on their station. You can go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can connect with all the different stations that I'm on. Plus, you can send me an email if you so desire. Listen, I'm looking for sponsors and advertisers, so if you believe in the redistribution of the truth as I do, then, hey, Contact me. I will hook you up with the people at KHNC who can make that advertisement happen for you. I am talking with Tom DeWeese. And, Tom, before we went to break, I was talking about this commercial that I had seen, and I don't know who was promoting the commercial. I didn't hear the entire thing. But it was a young girl who was talking teenage age, and she was talking about how, you know, she liked ice cream, but she didn't really need to have it. And, you know, she liked to eat a candy bar now and then, but she really didn't need to have those either. And it was all designed to talk to these young kids about doing without things. Now, I think anything in moderation is fine, but it was interesting to me, the psychology that they're using to manipulate these young people into thinking different things they may want to do in life are things that have no impact on them, no negative impact, are now a negative.
Well, we are fast becoming a nation where we are told over and over and over again that we have to sacrifice. We'll have to sacrifice. And, I mean, this was the feature of the Soviet Union and the whole Soviet bloc, and wherever socialism reigns, we're always told you have to sacrifice. You know, everybody has to give up until everybody can be equal, that we all move forward, which, of course, is a total, complete impossibility. Individuals don't operate that way. And one individual moving forward and making success brings other individuals with them, and pretty soon the entire society begins to move forward. That's freedom. But, you know, in a socialist situation, then you all have to wait in line there until everybody can move forward, which, of course, it never, ever happens. You only go backwards. And more and more and more we are hearing in this country that we need to sacrifice a little more. You know, somebody, Obama said the other day that with the energy prices rising, then you may just have to trade in your old gas-guzzling car and get a new one. The arrogance of that statement and the complete lack of understanding that maybe somebody can't afford to buy a new car at this point because of his economy, this is the kind of arrogance we're seeing. This is the kind of manipulation we're seeing. And complete lack of regard or understanding of individuals' wants, needs, their goals, their dreams, things they want to do. And, you know, of course, he also left out the fact that the reason energy prices are rising is because of these sustainable policies that, as I said, will not allow us to drill our own oil. Not only that, they're piling taxes upon taxes on top of it. The lack of refineries to help us get more oil into the system, which would lower prices. All of these things are factors in the rising of the prices. All of them are within the power of the federal government to fix, and none of these things they will do, because the Sustainable Development Program is all about getting us out of our cars and making energy prices rise, and they're raising these prices because that is behavior modification. If you can't afford it anymore, then you'll fall in line to do what they want you to do, and that goes right along with the commercial you're talking about. You don't need this, you don't need that, give it up, sacrifice. That's behavior modification, and that's how this whole thing is run.
Well, you know, a friend of mine was talking to me about some website that she found where it was directed towards young kids, like college age young kids, and they, about how they shouldn't want a single family home, and, you know, suburbia is just this evil thing, and wanting to have your own piece of land and your own little space, well, that's just such a self-centered thing for you to want to do, and you should want to be in the center of a city somewhere, and you should want to be in what we always refer to as the concrete jungles, right, Tom?
Right. Well, again, the reason that people have for decades have been escaping the cities is because the cities are dens of thieves, of drug dealers, of, you know, all the evils, all the horrors. And not only that, not just those kinds of things, but you've also got completely incompetent governments that cannot even run the infrastructure, that are robbing the taxpayers blind. Washington, D.C. is probably the most perfect example of the socialist utopia gone to horror that I've ever seen. Every single winter, they have pipes break and floods from massive water pipes breaking, and they have fires where they can't put the fire out because the water doesn't work, and yet you have the elected officials and the bureaucracy in Washington that is getting rich and getting fat off of the taxpayers doing nothing. There's no difference between the mayor and the government of Washington, D.C., and of Robert Mugabe in Africa, and you know the way they are robbing the people, taking the money, and that's why people were escaping the cities. They want to get out of there. They get out into an area where they have a yard for their children, and you know what they're teaching children today. The smart growth policy of sustainable development is all about. That we won't have what they call with a sneer urban sprawl. Well, that urban sprawl represents someone's dream home. The day those people bought that home and walked into it for the first time, they walked in with great excitement, with great wonder. They looked around and they said, "This is ours. There's a swing set in the backyard for the kids. There's a new, you know, we don't have to be crammed in here anymore and worry about whether the drug dealer next door is going to, you know, start selling crack to our kid." This is a dream home that these people look at with utter horror, with a sneer, and they want to stop.
Well, you know, Tom, if they weren't diverting money away from the general fund to buy open space instead of using it to repair our infrastructure, and if they hadn't created all these different so-called free trade agreements like NAFTA and GATT and so on and so forth, and our jobs weren't sucked out of this country to redistribute our wealth, there'd be plenty of money for them to continue to repair infrastructure and make sure that people had the sewer systems were up to date and everything like that, the roads were in good repair, our bridges wouldn't be crumbling, but they were diverting money away from what it should have been spent on to their idea of packing people into this pack and stack housing units in these smart growth cities and urban growth boundary areas where you'll never get see a blade of grass, and if you see a blade of grass, you won't be able to touch it.
But if the tax money that the American people pay, not just the income taxes that they pay and that sort of thing, the sales taxes, all the hidden taxes on thousands of taxes on every single item we buy, all of that. If all that money were going into what they said it was going to, we truly would be a nation with our streets paved in gold.
Hang on,
not,
Tom. We're going to go to break.
Falling
we'll be
apart.
Right back. Hold on, Tom. We'll be right back. Hang on, everybody.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you want to send me an email, my website is theunsolicitedopinion.com. That is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you'd like to sponsor or advertise on this radio show, which redistributes the truth, then please get in contact with me, and I can hook you up with the people on KHNC who can make that happen. Now, if you'd like to call into this radio show, 877-254-7524 is the number. And before we went to break, Tom, you were talking, and you were a little cut off there with the break. Finish your thought, Tom, before we went to break. I think you were talking about the city, the streets being paved with gold or something like that.
Well, I'm just saying that the amount of money that we pay to the government, so in thousands of ways, if that money were used honestly, if it weren't went into the system and was used for what we were told it was used for, we would be a nation with the streets paved in gold. And we would have this utopia of everything taken care of. But the fact of the matter is, it's not. It never will be, because along the way there are 1,000 hands out to take some of that. What finally trickles down into the legitimate government efforts is very minuscule. And our infrastructure in this country is absolutely crumbling. And instead we're throwing money. I was just in a meeting last week with some people, and I think Donna Holt, who is one of the activists here in Virginia working against sustainable development. She had a document that showed the stimulus money that came into her county in Virginia and how much of it, what they were using it for. There was something like, $750,000 just in her county that was used simply to rebate to people who had bought energy efficient appliances. This is after they've already bought the appliances and the store got their money for it. Now the government paid them back for that. Here we are in a nation that's absolutely broke, and we just had this ridiculous folly on Capitol Hill last week about how they couldn't even find a way to cut $38 billion out of a $15 trillion budget. And here we are with this, that you buy a quote-unquote energy-efficient appliance, which is what they desperately want you to do, which is part of sustainable development, and then they're going to pay you for it. They can't cut that out of the budget right now because we're broke. These kinds of billions of dollars, just one county.
And that kind of outrageous stuff is going on all over the country, Tom, and that's the thing that people need to realize. I'm in Philly, you're down in Virginia, I've talked to people from all over the country. It doesn't make any difference what state you're in or what town you're in. This same stuff, it's all happening out in the Midwest. This station that I'm on right now happens to be in Colorado and hits some of the surrounding states right around there, but it is happening everywhere. It doesn't make any difference. There is no town, no county, no state that is immune from what is taking place.
No, there's not. It is everywhere, and you have the cabal from programs that are created in United Nations meetings, and of course those who are promoting these just scoff at that. Oh, nothing going on here with the United Nations. But the fact of the matter is, you've got this horde of thousands, literally thousands of non-governmental organizations, each of them with their own private agenda, whether it happens to be control of property, control of water, control of air, historic preservation, labor unions, on and on and on, abortion, all these things. All of these groups come together in these meetings, and they begin to write international documents that eventually work their way in to massive international meetings where every single leader of the world is there that either signs on to them or agrees to them, and that makes them law of the land across the world. And then we begin to see it trickling down through the federal government to the state government to your local communities and into your property and into your life. But they scoff and they tell us, oh, there's none of that United States Nations stuff going on here. That is a lie, whether they know it or not. Some of these people are too stupid to know where it even came from, but they're sitting there putting these programs in place. And we've got it documented from the United Nations down to your local community, the exact same language, the exact same programs, the exact same effect on your property, and they have the audacity to sit there and tell us that they're not doing any of that. I sat in this meeting the other day that included the Sierra Club and a whole slew of other organizations and lawyers and people who are working on these development programs for your community, deny, and yet, you know, telling us that we need to put these programs in place. And I know the victims. I know the people who are losing their property, who are having outrageous things happen to them, people who are told to sacrifice, smart meters put on their homes so they can't use energy anymore, on and on and on. And I'll tell you what the thought that came to my mind. I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but if you've ever seen the movie, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, there's a song that Dolly Parton sings talking about what goes on in the whorehouse, and she's and the refrain of the song is "Nothing dirty going on around here." All
yeah.
I could think of while these guys were telling us, we aren't doing that, not here in Virginia, we aren't doing that. All I could think of was, yep, nothing dirty going on around here. I'm in the middle of the best little whorehouse in Virginia. That's what I was thinking while I was listening to these liars tell us that this stuff doesn't exist.
Well, you know what? Honestly, Tom, you'd get a better, you'd get a more fair, legitimate deal in a cat house than you will from our politicians and these people who are selling the American people down the river. They're the true prostitutes, the people who are lying to the American people. At least you know what you're getting when you go in a cat house. You know exactly what it is you're in for. Here, they're lying to you with a straight face, and they think nothing of it. Here, it's a total bait and switch, and they have no morality whatsoever.
And every single day, I get calls from yet more people who are victims of these programs, who own property. I got a call yesterday from a lady in up in Washington State, and she was telling me she has something, I think she said something like 86 acres of land that she's been trying for 10 years to get a permit to start a campground there. She has filed everything. They keep telling her, yeah, we don't see a reason not to approve this. Yeah, we're working on it. Yeah, we're 10 years. Meanwhile, yeah. She pays $48,000 a year in taxes with no income on it. Down in the New River in West Virginia, where they decided to put a, all the people wanted was their road repaired.
Hang on, Tom. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. Hang on. We'll be right back.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my guest today is Tom DeWeese from American Policy Center. And that web address, Tom, it's AmericanPolicy.org. Is that right, your website?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. You know, we didn't talk, and I finish your thought from before, because we've only got a couple minutes left, Tom, but I wanted to talk about your book, too, that you're now Tell Me I Was Wrong book. But finish what you were saying before we went to break.
Well, I'm just can go through a litany of victims across
yes.
the country where these programs are put in place against the will of the people. New River in Hinton, West Virginia. These people wanted their road fixed. Hadn't been fixed in 15 years. Ambulances and school buses couldn't get down this road. They finally call a meeting saying, you know, people think, oh, we're going to get a road fixed. They go in there and they find a consensus meeting with a facilitator, and they've got photographs on the wall. They've got photographs of people's property with their homes on it, and they've got photographs of people's property with the homes removed, telling them that they were going to improve the view shed. And they're going to take these people's homes. There were private companies that had canoes, you know, liveries that you could rent and go down the river. All of a sudden, all of those are going to be put out of the business. The only people who are going to be able to rent canoes was the Park Service, and, you know, on and on and on. This is the kind of crap that goes on with across this country. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get so angry about this, but
it's okay, Tom.
I work
I'm
with
hostile
these victims.
All the time.
I work with these victims, and the tears, the heartbreak, the horror that they are going through because of these arrogant elitists who think they know best how to tell us. This is not freedom. This
no.
is a controlled economy, and it can only lead to tyranny, and we're seeing that tyranny day in and day out.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. That's exactly what it is. So now you wrote a new book. Now Tell Me I Was Wrong is the title of it. Talk about your book real quick, Tom, because we've only got like another minute or so to go.
Oh, here. Gee, okay. Well, the what it is a collection of articles I've written over the last 15 years about these very subjects we're talking about. And I pretty much, as I was writing the articles, documenting the transformation of our school systems, the creation of sustainable development, the lies and the hoax of global warming, on and on. I named names and so forth. And as I wrote these things, I was derided. I was told I had tinfoil hats, all that. Now it's front page news. It's really what's behind the anger of the Tea Party movement, what's given rise to that. And so hence the title, Now Tell Me I Was Wrong. And it pretty much, if you want to know where all this stuff came from, this book will tell you, as I wrote it over the last 15 years.
Can they get that on AmericanPolicy.org, Tom?
They can get it there. They can get it on Amazon.com. And you can get my newsletter where these articles came from at DeWeeseReport.com. And so, yeah, you can get it any of those places.
Okay. Hey, Tom, thanks again for coming on my show. I always appreciate it. I always enjoy talking with you. You're always a wealth of information. Hey, keep up the good work, Tom. Keep up the good fight against these globalists who want to enslave us, will you?
Well, I don't think I have any choice.
No, I don't
I'll do it.
I don't think you do either, Tom. It's in your blood now, so.
I guess so, yeah.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, Tom DeWeese, American Policy Center is the name of his website, AmericanPolicy.org, DeWeese Report. You can get which he puts out, newsletters. I actually get that. Hey, go to his website. Take a look at the information that's there. There's a ton of information there. Please go to my website. I've got a tab on there called entitled Dark Future with all kinds of information. Podcast of this radio show will be up tonight, as well as a link to Tom's website. Listen, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. Check out my website. Listen, keep your chin up, people. Better days are coming. We've got people like Tom DeWeese out there fighting for us. So hang in there. I'll talk to you tomorrow. 9 a.m. Mountain Time. I'll be back. Take it easy. Somewhere over the rainbow.
upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you fly beyond the rainbow.